Headline: This Wild Satoshi Theory Links Paul LaRue, Craig Wright, and Calvin Ayer. Published at 6:09 p.m. UTC, October 14, 2024, on Protos.com. Following the release last week of an HBO documentary naming Peter Todd as Satoshi, renewed speculation around the whereabouts of the Bitcoin creator's private keys has breathed new life into an old theory involving gambling magnate Calvin Ayer, ex-crime boss Paul LaRue, and one of the Bitcoin community's earliest participants, Craig Wright. The theory, which first did the rounds back in 2018, casts doubt on the conventional understanding of the relationship between Ayer, who has been trying to get his hands on Satoshi's private keys for some time, and Wright, who is now best known for lying about being the pseudonymous Bitcoin mastermind. Most people assume that Wright simply fooled Ayer into believing he was Satoshi and the rightful owner of billions of dollars worth of Bitcoin. Indeed, mainstream narratives cast Ayer as a sort of victim, duped out of business and legal expenses by a brilliant computer scientist dangling Satoshi's pot of Bitcoin riches at the end of their rainbow. This particular theory, however, recasts Ayer as a far more cunning fortune seeker. Specifically, it asks whether or not he has known all along that Wright was not Satoshi. As the theory goes, Wright supposedly took computer files containing Satoshi's private keys from crime boss LaRue, could not decrypt them himself, and so enlisted Ayer's help. Ever since, Ayer has allegedly been directing warehouses of computational power at decrypting those hard drives while using Wright as a media fall guy. The theory also states that LaRue, the leader of a transnational criminal operation involving sophisticated arms and drugs payments, was or knew the creator of Bitcoin. Bitcoin, as a pseudonymous, international, and irreversible payment method, was eminently useful for his money laundering and gambling activities. A brilliant cryptographer in his own right and a perennial top 20 guess for the possible person behind the Satoshi pseudonym, LaRue supposedly helped secure Satoshi's private keys using his self-coded encryption technology, E4M. Eventually, LaRue's criminal empire collapsed, and amid the chaos, Wright, who lied about being Satoshi Nakamoto according to the UK High Court of Justice, somehow managed to get his hands on his E4M-based TrueCrypt storage volumes containing Satoshi's keys. Subheading: Craig Wright's court filing cites Paul LaRue. In response to deposition questions about people that Wright and Dave Kleiman had helped law enforcement apprehend, Wright's lawyers forgot to redact a citation to LaRue's Wikipedia page. This somehow adds credence to the idea that Wright became a government informant who aided in LaRue's downfall, with LaRue safely offline and serving a 25-year sentence at FCI Fort Dix, a low-security U.S. federal correctional institution. Wright was supposedly now in possession of his encrypted volume containing Satoshi's private keys. Protected by TrueCrypt's powerful E4M security and unable to crack the code himself, Wright enlisted the help of longtime friend and self-proclaimed billionaire, Ayer. Armed with a fortune from online gambling and other dubious businesses, Ayer agreed to unleash brute force computational power on decrypting Satoshi's keys, and it was a treasure worth hunting. From 2009 to 2011, Satoshi mined approximately 1.1 million Bitcoin. When Bitcoin's pseudonymous creator disappeared, this stash was worth virtually nothing. However, today, that same Bitcoin is worth $74 billion. Subheading: A wink-wink agreement with Calvin Ayer. As part of their partnership, Ayer would focus on computer mining while Wright would claim to be Satoshi himself. This arrangement would allow them to prepare for the moment when Ayer might finally brute-force Satoshi's keys and Wright, posing as Satoshi, could legally sell billions of dollars worth of those coins. As a convenient fall guy, Wright would also conduct various publicity stunts, such as private signing ceremonies and litigating his copyright claims regarding Bitcoin's white paper in courts around the world. The outcome of the lawsuits might not have been as important as its media impact. Incredibly, the conspiracy theorists allege that most of Wright's antics are simply a mask to cloak Ayer's treasure-hunting operation. For his part, Ayer has played along, intermittently claiming to believe and disbelieve Wright's claim to be Satoshi, a bit of plausible deniability on Ayer's part could never hurt, depending, of course, on the ultimate timing of his mining discovery and how Satoshi's coins could be safely liquidated. This recording was AI-generated. Get more crypto news at protos.com.